to the Sunday Class Dance 220 with Amanda Peer. First broadcast on the Nation Station Radio GH on Sunday 11th of May 2025. Commemorate the 80th anniversary of VE Day, Ewan has released two CDs, Melodies of Valour and Dances of Valour. We opened with The Great Escape, which is track 4 on Melodies of Valour, which is listening music evoking the 1940s. We will begin our programme today with 5 of the 6 Dances of Valour, starting with Flight of the Lancaster, an 8x40 jig by Jeff Middleton in memory of Flight Sergeant Peter Brown, the last surviving Lancaster crew member who died in December 2022, aged 96. The dance begins, ones cross, cast and half figure of 8 up to meet in promenade hold facing second lady. Reel of 3 across with 2s to face 3rd lady for reel of 3 on the first corner diagonal to face 2nd lady again for a reel on the second corner diagonal. The last 8 bars, 1s dance down and cast up round the 3s and then half figure of 8 up through the 2s. On this CD, Ewan Galloway is joined digitally by the Combined Forces Orchestra for some of the special effects.
Thank you.
Ghostbusters theme tune from the film is by Eric Coates. This was followed by the March Past of the RAF and the Army, the Navy and the Air Force by Edward Teschemacher and Herman Daruski. To celebrate the D-Day landings, Ewan devised a four-couple-strass bay, The Longest Day, and he also composed the lead tune for the dance. Longest Day were The Echoes of Normandy by Ewan, The Longest Day and Once a Royal Marine, both arranged here by Ewan to fit the dance. On VE Day, the princesses Elizabeth and Margaret went out incognito to mingle with the celebrating crowds. And this next dance is an 88-bar jig for five couples in a square set, with the fifth couple in the middle representing the two princesses, devised by Anne Robertson. The dance is called A Royal Night Out. Tunes were Life on the Ocean Wave by Henry Russell, Holyrood, and Rule Britannia, which is by Thomas Arne. A second 8x40 reel in this book is Don't Panic by Robert Atkinson. The central movement depicts gathering the Home Guard troops and certainly felt strange when I was first taught it, but once you understand what is happening, it works well. Not surprisingly, the recommended music is the Dad's Army theme tune by Jim Perry and Derek Taverner from 1968. tunes were The Dad's Army Theme by Jim Perry and Derek Taverner, Run Rabbit Run by Noel Gay and Ralph Butler, Whistle While You Work by Frank Churchill, and Colonel Bogey's March by Lieutenant Frederick Joseph Ricketts, who also, it seems, composed Holyrood, which we heard for the previous dance. Our last dance from this book is an 8-time Strass Bay for King and Country by John Wilkinson. One set, cross, set and cast off. 4-bar meanwhile of second corner positions changing places with a half turn and twirl, while one set and petronella, then all three couples chase halfway. Repeat with first corner positions and chase halfway, finishing with threes and twos half turning so all three couples can dance an allemande.
Thank you.
and wrote all four tunes for this dance: For King and Country, Butterfly Bill, The Fully Certificated Class, and The Wednesday Dip. Appropriately, after a dance naming the king, on this day in 973, in the first coronation ceremony ever held for an English monarch, Edward the Peaceful was crowned King of England, having ruled since 959. His wife, Ealhfrith, was crowned queen, the first recorded coronation of a queen of England. So, we will have the four-couple jig, Coronation Capers, by Sarah Horne, with music again from Ewan. And follow that with King's Coronation, an 8x32 bar reel by Sarah Wrigley. The music for that will be Queen's Welcome by Neil Barron and his band. Capers was four more tunes by Ewan Calloway. The named tune, Hannah's Jolly Jubilations, Jonah's Riddles, and Wolfgang's Golden Water. Earl Barron played Loch Earn by Nathaniel Gow, and three traditional tunes, The Wattle Ut, Sir Reginald MacDonald, and The Piper's Glass. Also on this date, in 1068, Matilda of Flanders, wife of William the Conqueror, was crowned Queen of England. The dance, Matilda's a Delight, is a three-couple strathspey by Raphael Augeret, published by the RSCDS in Book 50, Spring Fling. The CD for this was recorded by Scott Band and his band. For Megan is by Tom Robertson, Ian Robertson's son. Then Scott Band played The Road to Ullapool by Jack Stalker and Take the High Road by Arthur Blake for Matilda is a Delight. Moving on to May the 12th in history, Richard I of England married Berengaria of Navarre in Cyprus, and she was crowned Queen Consort the same day. So this is Queen's Jig by Jim Howarth. One set, cast, half figure of eight up, to balance in line position between first corners. Balance in line, turn three quarters. Balance in line with second corners, turn three quarters to face third corners. Two half-diagonal reels of four with corners, one stance half figures of eight to opposite sides, and all chase halfway. The track I've chosen for this is Marian Anderson's band with The Wedding Link. I was quite pleased with that lateral thinking. played The Bag of Plums by John McCusker, Bobby Crow of Balmullow by Willie Hunter, and Gordon's Cockroaches and Ian and Ishbel Crichton, both by Colin Dewar. Coming forward to 1743, Maria Theresa of Austria was crowned Queen of Bohemia after defeating her rival Charles VII, Holy Roman Emperor. The Queen of the Dance is a four-couple long-wise set medley, twice in Strathspey time and twice in real time. There is no recording, and I was not convinced that it is marked up properly, as it is shown as alternating. But with the progression, that would mean twos and threes, who start as dancing couples, would dance both Strathspey turns, and ones and fours would get the real times. The dance is by Mervyn Short, published in Imperial Book 6. There are two chords to start, so threes and fours cross over, and I have chosen the non-alternating Annette Byrne by Nicol McLaren and the Glen Craig Band from Stirling at 90. The Sleepy Laddie by Ali Windwick, The Love of the Isles by Willie Hunter, the traditional Far Frae Hame, and John MacDonald's Reel by James Center. In 1937, the Duke and Duchess of York were crowned as King George VI and Queen Elizabeth of the United Kingdom in Westminster Abbey. It was Queen Elizabeth, later known as the Queen Mother, who was instrumental in getting the Reel of the 51st Division adopted by the Society, opening the way for newly devised dances to be published. So, having had the Queen of the Dance, our last jig is Our Dancing Queen, a title appropriate for both 20th century Queen Elizabeths. This is by Alison Robertson. One's turn, cast, lady up, man down for right hand across to face first corners. Half reels of four with corners, or chase halfway, and burl for four bars, circle round and back. Itchy Feet seemed like a good choice for music. This track is from Coast to Coast with Scotch Mist. Town and Scotch Mist played The Clacken by Peter White, Young Meg, The Berwickshire Volunteers, and then Mrs. Grace Bowie by Adam Rennie. Our last dance and play-out track is The Queen's Quadrille, 128 Bars by Alan McPherson, and published in RSCDS Book 43, for which Ian MacPhail and his band recorded the CD in 2003. From Ian MacPhail were Greenwich Hill by Neil Gow, Sir Hugh Dalrymple Baronet, and A Quick Step. I hope you've enjoyed this twin-themed programme. Many thanks to Ewan, especially for the great VE Day music. And join me again next week, which is Duns Weekend. Bye! Thank you.